Our nephew is applying to college. Larry's helping.
They don't even need college these days. Just start a hot sauce company.
Yeah, don't let Uncle Larry be the college coach. Fast Start to College gives real families real tools that actually work. Help someone you care about. Skip the bad advice. Visit faststarttocollege.com. Proud sponsor of the Real Without Religion podcast.
You're listening to Real Without Religion with James Kiger, a podcast for spiritual seekers, ex-Christians, and anyone who's done with fear-based faith but still believes in something more. We're not here to argue. We're here to awaken. No guilt, no shame, no dogma. Just real talk, real truth, and real freedom. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey everyone, it's James, and I wanted to take a few minutes in this bonus episode to share the story behind a word that you've probably heard me say at the end of each show, Ameniste. Now, this isn't a word you'll find in any dictionary or even in a spiritual text. You won't hear it in a church, a temple, or a yoga class, because it's a word that I made up, but it carries a whole lot of meaning, and I want to tell you why. On this podcast, we talk a lot about rethinking spiritual language, taking back words that were once meaningful but maybe started to feel heavy, triggering, or flat out disconnected from the life we're living now. Words like prayer and faith and salvation, all those big loaded words. But sometimes, no matter how much you try to reclaim or redefine them, they just don't quite fit anymore. They're too tangled up with the past pain or with rigid systems, and they feel like they're someone else's script. And for me, Ameniste was my small creative way of filling that space, of closing a conversation, a prayer, a reflection, with something that feels new, inclusive, but still powerful. It starts with Amen. That's a word I grew up with. For many of us, it's the period at the end of a prayer. It means, so be it, or let it be done. It's a word of affirmation, of agreement, of intention. And when you say Amen, you're saying, this matters, and I believe it. And then there's Namaste, a Sanskrit greeting that loosely translates to, I bow to the divine in you. You hear it often in yoga circles or spiritual communities as a way of honoring the light of the soul, the sacred within another person. It's simple, reverent, and deeply human. So I thought, what happens if you combine the two words? What if there was a word that didn't belong to any one tradition but still carried the spirit of both? Affirmation and reverence, truth and presence. What if we had a word for this new space we're carving out, post-religion, that's still sacred, spiritual, but not rigid? That's how Ameniste was born. For me, it means I honor our light, I acknowledge our truth, so it is, and so it shall be. It's a word that says, I see you, I respect your path, and I believe in what we're creating together. It's a blessing, but not a performance. It's a closure, but not an ending. So I'll start saying it at the end of each episode because it reminds me that this isn't just a show. It's a shared journey. And every time we show up in truth, and every time we speak from the heart, we've done something sacred, even if no one else would call it that. So that's Ameniste, a made-up word that somehow feels more real than a lot of the ones I inherited. And you're welcome to use it too. At the end of a journal entry, a meditation, the end of a conversation with a friend, or just quietly in your own heart when you need a gentle reminder. Remember, you are light, you are truth, and you're not alone. So thanks so much for listening to this bonus episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Remember, stay grounded, stay curious, and stay real. Ameniste.
Thanks for joining us on Real Without Religion. If this stirred something deep within you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to wake up. You don't have to go back to the box. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be willing to be real and trust what's already inside you. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real.